Okay, good.
All right. So, in the early 70s, I worked out of anesthesiology and did all the original studies on mind control. Alan Frey at Willow Grove had discovered a new sensory motor input in men. We have other senses in our body besides the normal five senses. One of them is in the microwave band at the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. This is called synthetic telepathy. I originally encountered this with my encounter with Krill at Area 51 at level 8. And I didn't know how this alien was talking to me. And that's when I started doing studies with microwave band, which we all have the capacity on. At 0.3 to 3 gigahertz, Alan Frey discovered that the temporal lobes will begin to heat up slightly and begin to ring, and then you can heterodyne audio on top of that and actually hear it inside your head without going through the ear. That research led to through-wall surveillance with microwave, you know, being able to see through-wall surveillance. It led to a whole host of things. I have a technical paper available for any of you that wants it. It's quite thick, called Synthetic Telepathy in the Early Mind Wars, and it's referenced with all the technical on that. If any of you want that, it's an upload, download. It's available from May.
Ram, will you pick up your which file you want?
What's that?
Select the file you want.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll introduce you.
You have reorganized my thing.
I did not.
Well, something, if they were all set up here, now I got to figure and find out where it is, and I don't have my glasses. I need a pair of glasses. I get them right here. Well, it may be funny to you, but I can't see. Blind as a bat. Light. It's not. I had lasers, so I'm good. Okay. Gridless, that's the one. There's climate geoengineering. That's another one. Where's Global Mind? Where? Yeah, I thought you saw it.
No, I read it off of here. Was just reminding you which one.
Well, I know which one it is. Get a grip. I'm going to do it.
Mind control.
Right.
Is that it?
No. That's it, right there. Thank you. Okay. Hold on. No, I'll use the glasses, probably. Who knows? Just keep them out. Okay. Oh, that's fine. Sorry. Got to add some humor to all of this. And what we're going to want to do is go, well, I'll let it load here for a second. This is an old computer like me. Trust me, it's Windows 7. I hate it. I'm not going to use a mic. This audio is terrible, and I want you all, so I'll just walk among you. Jesus. Mississippi 27, Mississippi. So when I was doing this research, I've made some other interesting discoveries. The horns that they're using now, like Branch Davidian and things like that, use microwave to heat up metal. And that's how they do crowd dispersal. It heats up your teeth and heats up your belt buckle. You move, you wiggle like a worm. Why is this taking so long? Let's move over. Control Alt Delete. My guess is there it is. Just like when I demand it, then it'll happen. I threaten it, basically. Cool. And we're going
slide
to
show.
Right. Is this slideshow right here?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. I'm good.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now this is the sound of the sun.
Sorry.
Let it just run. That's fine. It's fine.
Welcome to the 37th Annual United States Psychotronics Association Conference. It's Saturday evening, and we have our keynote speaker, Richard Allen Miller, speaking. Let me remind everybody to turn off your cell phones and that no cameras or videos are allowed. We'll have tapes and soundtracks available at some time in the future. Richard Allen Miller is an author and a researcher. He reveals a depth of knowledge and experience in alternative agriculture, physics, and metaphysics. Miller began working in the secret world of Navy Intel, SEAL Corp, then MRU, Mankind Research Unlimited, in the late 60s, and now has amazing experiences and conclusions to share. His writings reveal a depth of knowledge and experience in three major fields: alternative agriculture, physics, and metaphysics. Before many leading-edge concepts became trendy, Miller was and is in the international front lines of research and experimentation and documentation. Today, Miller writes for Nexus Magazine and is a preferred guest on many internet radio shows. In the 21st century, Miller is reemerging at a critical time in humanity's evolution where metaphysics and practical survival converge. Richard's topic for the evening is global mind control and the first four worlds of defense. Let's welcome Richard, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Okay, now let's get started here. It's not about me. It's about you and what's happening around us. All of you are depressed and trying to find some optimistic way, because as you are beginning to realize, everything is not true. It is a false flag. Everything is wrong. And it's been systematically done to us as a program. There is like Jade Helm or Jade 2 software that can predict what you're going to do on a profile today outside space-time. It knows what you're going to do before you do. Now, this is going to get creepier and creepier as we go down the rabbit hole. I always like to do this. This was a talk I did in Brisbane back in 2011. It will lead to the book I'm currently ready to go to press with, called The Non-Local Mind in a Holographic Universe: How to Change the Movie. And when we talked about Clive and his work, I actually will have a chapter in Spook Central, a book I'm writing right now on MRU work with Dr. Carl Schleicher, where I did the actual studies on Baxter and busted Bird and Thompson. I can tell you that. I'll leave that for you in another story. Baxter's polygraph was the beginning of it. I used autogen to train SEALs on how to blow polygraphs by controlling heart rate, pulse, respiration, and some of the other variables that made it a polygraph. You started with neuro-linguistic programming, and you went into controlling autonomic functions with your mind. The mind is way more than we're going to realize, and we're going to get into this now. So I'll have to wander back and forth unless you have a clicker. You don't have a clicker. All right. Plunk your magic twanger froggy. What is a metaphor? This was Gregory Bateson. It's important that you understand that everything that we do is in metaphor. This came from Greek culture and the concept of archetype with Plato and the rest of it. It's an important concept because it's going to show how the mind works and how it does not work in terms of relating one thing to another. Similar differences and different similarities with John Bohm's original stuff with Carl Prebrum. I was 10 years earlier with the holographic concept of reality. The problem was all of my work was classified, so that when holographic universe? Michael Talbot. Talbot never heard of me because all my work was secret. One of the reasons it was secret is that I had proposed that a hologram is n dimensions of information in n minus one dimensions. It's an abbreviation in the way information folds into or out of itself. And we're going to talk about neurotransmitters and the specific geometries in the way information will fold with ketamine or a lysergic acid amide or some of the other brain chemistries that we have. Now, true mind control is the exploitation by you or others, not you, in how the mind works naturally. The brain has, we've broken it down into a series of basic categories at first, trying to understand what memories are and dreams, subliminal, emotional experiences, imagination. There's a whole host of things that were associated with the mind. You know, I see all these black boxes around, and really, the real black box is the mind, as Scott has proposed in his opening statements Thursday. The black box is you. The device out here is an external device that is somehow transmitting or proposing into psyche, into matter, making it a physical plane thing. That will be another talk I'm going to do on structured water and the work I did with Jerry Pollack. Jerry Pollack, by the way, hired me, military, in 1970. I've known Jerry 45 years. His work in structured water is new. His original work was on cell salts. He was my lead. I didn't work for him. I worked under him. We were the same age. He's at the UW. I was at Boeing. When Boeing laid off 50,000 scientists in one day, they had a big sign in Seattle that said, "With the last person out of town, please turn off the lights." It happened. Jerry hired me. I went to work for the Boys of Brazil around the corner because my security clearances were, you have no idea. Back then, they didn't have above top secret. They had classified, secret, top secret, and then you had vault permits. I had three of them. That's where I started with military. My grade was a GS 18. That means I was a two-star general equivalent. Okay? That's where I started with the military. I should mention that my handler from 45 years is still with me. Ted Kruger is now doing virtual architecture at Virginia Tech, and we're all still the boys from Brazil, and I'm still Navy intelligence. You never get out of that club. Now, it's different than Army intelligence and CIA. Army intelligence would presume a general 10 years later trying to run through a wall and he doesn't make it because he had the wrong mental attitude. Get a grip. You know, that's where the oxymoron came about Army and intelligence, or CIA, taking LSD and people leaping out of buildings. When I was doing it 10 years earlier, we were doing studies with ketamine, telepathine, and BZ. And Delgado was in the lab next to me doing chip implants before he moved to Yale. That's the labs that I worked out of. Just trying to give you a little history here. It is also the systematic, unethical manipulation methods used to persuade. You know, like in the San Francisco airport, and you're going from one down the tunnel and it says, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. You fall into a trance state and you don't even have a clue. That's a long time ago, Charlie, and it's all changing. Mind control is a term that is applied to any tactical, psychological, or otherwise, which can be used, seen as subversive to your sense of control over the other's thinking and behavior. That means you're trying to sell them something. Okay, coerce them, otherwise manipulate, cajole, blackmail, whatever, to have certain forms of behavior. Non-local mind. When I first started training the SEALs, and we'll do the ESP on Monday, I'm going to do the exact same protocols that I did for Navy SEALs. It'll be in a condensed form. The first thing I do Monday morning is I get a baseline, and all of you that are going to take the class, I'm going to find out where you actually are ESP-wise. I'm going to test you right then, right there. And then I go through the protocols and the work I did with Edgar Mitchell in the Apollo 14 mission studies, 13, with James Hertak and Marcel Vogel and others. I was mission control. I did the ESP studies. That's another book that Nick Begich published called ESP and... what was it? What was my title? I'm losing my mind because I've got so much to go on here. ESP induction through forms of self-hypnosis. Now, what I did is I trained Navy SEALs to think with their gut. The enteric nervous system is outside space-time. That means it's close to to coming to what your purpose here is on earth. Why you came down here in the first place in this weird place. Now, if you make your mission your purpose, you don't make mistakes. That's what made them a Superman. And you can do this by getting in touch with your inner landscape. And I have it's a habitat of a bunch of different things going on down here. And what you're trying to do is get dialogue like a dog does. And the reason we're so attracted to animals, especially wolves over even dogs, they're closer to spirit than we are. We've lost our sense of purpose. We've been confused because of what we would call false gods, whatever, distractions. This is what we're trying to do, is keep our eye on the ball of what is important and what is a distraction. The mind itself is a fluid exploit. What made my paper classified in the holographic was the embryonic holography that I presented at the Cohotec conference. I suggested that the DNA is a three-dimensional hologram of four space, who you were, who you are, and who you would be, will be. Today, 45 years later, I'm going to suggest that the brain, amorphous semiconductor, liquid crystal phases, is a four-dimensional hologram of five space. And if that's true, then that means one of my solutions is I can change the movie. Because five space is sliders, where your hair is red, green, and you're a male. You have all of it as your choice in reality, because at our level of consciousness, imagination is reality. That will also suggest why you need to also take personal responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain, whether they came from outside or they came from your neurotic inner landscape because of the way daddy did what he did to you or mom. And so it's a level of awareness that you're going to move to the next level in your relationship to yourself. Basically, the brain is constantly shifting, and so what you have up here is a four-dimensional subset as a hologram projection system, like your black box, that is allowing you to, if you take up resonance in other parts of the brain, meditation, you know, with Persinger's work, or I don't know, half a dozen other people that would do studies in meditation for bliss states. Then there's other states working in different parts of the side lobes. The possibility is you can actually physically change this movie. That would include apocalypse and all the rest of it that we're currently creating, like our aliens. The non-local mind, this slide would show you the relationship to the brain and the sun and the waves on Earth. There is a hierarchy of information that is being encoded and translated into your body and your cell salts, and we'll talk about it further, structured waters in your body. Leary's Eight Worlds of Consciousness. I had the good fortune of taking my first hit of LSD in 1964, when it was still legal. Harvard wanted to do a study on what would happen if they gave LSD to a genius. And they went out and they found a group of us, Jack Sarfatti in New York. I was in Seattle. There were a couple of others, Robert Strom. And Leary came out and talked to my mom. And then he talked to my professor at Pullman. I did my undergraduate work at Wazoo. And nobody ever even heard of LSD in 64. I mean, this was not on the news, da-da-da-da-da. The revolution hadn't started yet. Free Love was just starting to get down the door. Grateful Dead weren't playing their songs yet. All of it. You know, we're talking about it's early. And here I am up at Deception Pass on Hurricane Ridge, the north end of Washington State, looking 2,000 feet down at the Puget Sound boiling back colors. And Leary leans over and he says to me, "Wouldn't it be neat to jump?" Nervous laugh. That's when I discovered Aldous Huxley and the doors of perception, and why that moment has led me to this moment of all the studies that I do are in altered states of consciousness as a physicist. I was amazed at how deep in our internal landscape is, way more than the universe out there. The doors that clam shut, like when you did your nervous giggle, well, I was high enough, I started exploring all those little nervousness. And I said, door slamming, no, I don't want to think that. No, you know, paranoia, part of it, all of it, started all at once. I had a sense that everything starts from the inside and is projected outward. This will be my opus when I show you how psyche is brought into matter. We'll talk about microtubule and the restructuring of water in your thoughts with intent and purpose and a number of other things called the Stanford argument. We'll do that in another talk. Larry proposed that there were 8 primary neurotransmitters that would allow meme forming of memory storage. And the way he did that is that he started with the first place on the biosurvival circuit. Now, these are, to some extent, my interpretations of taking my work with Larry and moving it to the next level of holograms. And this geometry, this specific geometry here, is extremely important to each one of these. Is the way information folds down into and out of itself. Now, we originally had a quantum universe, and everything was based on quantum mechanics and quantum consciousness. And what quantum is about is using space and time as your reference points. But when the Bose-Einstein condensate came out, where we had two particles that opposite ends of the universe that were somehow simply connected or simply related, how does that work? It's because space-time is a subset of a higher dimensions of information. And that's when I came up with the holographic concept of, rather than dealing with space-time, I'll deal with information and the resolution of information like a fractal, and the way it folds down in itself like a Mandelbrot, Julia or May pattern, to the point where it comes back out. It's the same pattern with more detail. And so the first one was the biosurvival circuit. The second is the emotional. That's why we say EQ has more information than IQ, because this is the way your subconscious, your higher self, communicates to you. It doesn't communicate to you in facts and details and physical. It's feelings. Your dreams are always in feelings. My mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner, who is the one that introduced me to Andrea Puharich and da-da-da-da-da that trained me, talked about dream telepathy. That was his book out of Maimonides' Dream Labs. This is how there's more going on in the purpose of sleep than any of you could possibly imagine. We have not even begun to totally understand the purpose of going dormant. The third was the dexterity symbol, and we start with cymatics, where a Buddhist would take a drum physics, Bessel function, and chant across it so that you had a continuous surface rather than squares and geometry. You have a drum, Bessel function, and when you chanted, if you did it correctly, you set up resonances and sacred geometry came out of it. That's where sacred geometry starts from, is from the Buddhist forms of chanting and cymatics. We're going to go to an octave on that later, because it turns out that there are 7 chords and an octave, just like Fibonacci and Larry's systems. It's interesting because the geometries are what Roger Penrose called the geometric universe, another one of my teachers. The fourth is the social sexual one. This is Michael Reisia. You know, there is a plant consciousness that has not even begun to be discussed, having to do with habitat, like you are. We are not human. We're 10% human, and the rest of it is a bunch of habitat. Joss, like that galaxy up there. I have some molds and yeasts and waxes and aerials and da-da-da-da-da, bacteria, other forms forming a congregate of dialogue. The same thing is with the soil with mycorrhizae. And so there's something more going on, and we have not yet even begun to try to understand that. So the fifth one is the neurosomatic one, working with microtubules and the subconscious. This is the part that is where I will begin structured water talks, is in the fifth level. We're going to do the first four levels for defense in this lecture, if we have enough time. The sixth, there it is, dimethyltryptamine and the kundalini. What that chill is that you all just experienced, I did it just now by thinking it. You get a chill. What that is a series of cilia on your central nervous system sticking out, and you're sending an electromagnetic wave up or down the spine. That is Sri Aurobindo or Gopi Krishna. You got them going both ways. If you have it going upward, it turns out that electromagnetic beam is in the visible light region. That's why they talk about the light. And if you straighten your head just right and your back just right, you can stimulate the pineal gland. And what's in front of the pineal gland is the neural cavity. There's your microtubule, where everything poured out into the central nervous system and the thalamus. We're going to talk about how to use that physics for enlightenment. That would be Rick Strassman. The seventh is the neurogenetic circuit. And there it is, the sacred geometry again, but it's a crop circle in Oregon. Most crop circles are fake. There are a bunch of farmers with their toothpick running around and going to mess with you, an alien out there smoking a joint. How you can tell a real crop circle is the form of geometry that's present. And that's going to be your first variable in terms of isolating who's messing with you. There's probably some guy up in space with a little template and a particle beam weapon, and he's whang, putting an arrow with an alien smoking it. I have an actual video from Holland that's showing a crop circle form in 6 minutes. It's done with sound. Boom. And something happens, and all the plant responds as a sacred geometry. This one is most likely fake, but I use it as a metaphor in the resonance of information going from a bowl to a large field. Just like you go from, I have a picture of the sun in 2010 that burped off a CMA that was a precise DNA molecule. Metaphor is found in everything. And the sun, of course, is the essentially everything, anything that happens on Earth is the direct result of the sun. Imagine that. The eighth is ketamine. And there is that burp that I talked about, using that as a metaphor. It actually happened. NASA has those pictures. We have no idea. It's just the way it came off. It was a perfect DNA. I mean, a precise DNA. That was in 2010. As above, so below. So, past research, I was MRU. Russia was the woodpecker. That's why Eugene, Oregon is all creepy, because that's where woodpecker was aimed. They were aiming it at Eugene, Oregon, and everybody there is kind of creepy. So, HARP with Nick Begich and the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. We'll talk about that more in a minute. I was not MKUltra. I was after MKUltra. This is MKUltra and the first studies in mind control that did, where they were trying to disturb. It started in the 50s with Gottlieb and others trying to elicit information, interrogation. This is way before waterboarding and some of the other new techniques that we use today. It had this little child. I actually got to interview that child as an adult woman recently. She's down in L.A. MRU, that's what I was. I was Northwest Regional Director of MRU. Carl ran anything on the west, on the East Coast, which included Montauk and other kinds of weird phenomena that would occur. Dr. Wilbur Franklin at Kent State was in the Midwest, worked mostly out of Chicago here. There's labs in the vault down here at the university. I did two artifacts in this town back in the early 70s. They will also be in a book I have coming out called Spook Central. I have SEAL reports on the 12 reports I did with Navy SEALs, Spook Central. I have the Marshall Papers with Bob Marshall, who worked with Buckminster Fuller, and his concepts of the vector equilibrium matrix and the geodesic dome. He was the prodigy behind everything, and nobody could understand him. And they brought Iona, my ex-wife, and I in to do the translations, and that will be another book. I have pictures of all his, he did everything in handwriting, all his handwriting, and then I had a series of sacred geometry experts go through it, doing interpretations. It's a really interesting book because Marshall did a lot more than any of us realized. This is me. That's what I look like. That's a Buchla and some of the equipment I used before they had EMUs. At the University of Washington, Dr. Carl Schleicher was on the same desk in Wisconsin Avenue for 48 years. That's an alien. I mean, who do you know that's been at the same desk for 48 years on a job? Me. Here I am. Well, I will be in another couple of years. This were the two papers, the embryonic holography and the holographic concept of reality that I did. That was presented. The holographic concept was at the first psychotronic conference in Prague. And it came to Energies of Consciousness, and a series of other books came out on Gordon and Breach with Sarfati and other prodigies that were at this event in Prague. And then the embryonic holography, I presented at an Omniversal Symposium. That was it with the Cohote, they called it the Cohotec Conference. That's we all, each generation had a comet. You know, now we have Nibiru, Planet 7X. This is an actual picture of what I looked like with SEAL Corporation and one of my cover letters to include the work I did with SEALs. Modern methods of mind control now include education, advertising, predictive programming like Jade 2, and now sports, politics, and religion. I walk through an airport, and where is the crowds in an airport? The pub watching basketball. Well, it's, you don't think that that isn't. You know the three words that are used in other countries about Americans? Ignorant, ill-informed, complacent. That's what everybody outside of this country think of you. Wakey, wakey. The mind control, seems to me it's working. When they did, after 9/11, and we went into Afghanistan to bomb them, I came out of Canada before they were doing, you know, searches, and they had all that stuff. That was way before 9/11. After 9/11, but before they instituted it. They had a paper of all the ordinances that they used on Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, which bombs they used, which shells they used, which da-da-da they used. You know what the first ordinance was? Commander Solo. Look it up. It's a single aircraft with a series of computers heterodyned into a supercomputer that beamed microwave down. Didn't it seem strange in the first Iraqi invasion when 200 Iraqi would come out of a bunker, putting their rifle down, and there's only two GIs? Yeah. How's that work? Come on in, the water's fine. It works. It didn't work in the second Iraq, but boy, that Bush got the Stargate. Modern methods of mind control include television, computers, and flicker rate, and nanobots. I have Bot Boy there. Ha 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 ha. Vault Boy, you know, a little gameplay. And other colons include spin. Spin is what my ex-wife does now with counterintelligence, with CIA. She's CIA, I'm Navy Intel. And what spin is, or counterintelligence, is lying by omission. Not telling the lie, but not giving the whole picture. Just the picture that allows you to think Sandy Hook happened. giving you the picture that make you think Chattanooga happened 2 days ago. Didn't happen. It's already on the internet. There's already evidence. The whole thing is done to move you in certain ways, to behave in certain ways for Jade Helm. Get a grip. Extreme mind control. This is... Yeah, there it is. I love that one. That's up in Canada. Now, freedom, there's a series of websites here. The sense of being watched and followed. There are stalking activities. Used to be there was Close Encounters that Mac and others that would do studies on. Now I'm seeing other aberrances in group behavior where there's a group of people that feel that they're hearing voices in their head. That's off-the-shelf technology now. Your neighbor could do that by taking a gutter and putting a microwave oven next to your house and messing with you. Simple as that. And you can buy some of the most sophisticated things we developed in the 70s right off the shelf. I have a whole list of places where you can buy this stuff if you want to have the money for it, that kind of thing. Microwave is not too expensive. You can mess. Things aren't always what they seem. There he is again, Volt Boy. I love it. How can 1% of the population control the rest of us? Like the Borg. Resistance is futile. You know, they're trying to convince you to give up because you already lost. How's that work? If time isn't real and they're still trying to manipulate you, what would that suggest? They haven't. Or they're messing with timelines. Or there's a bunch of timelines and something else is going on. We're going to explore that. ELF pollution, mind mimicry. These towers that you have increased 10 times in the last 4 years. And all your cell phones in 4 years, I'm predicting in less than 4 years, will have a warning label on it like they did cigarettes. How's it feel to be the Marlboro man? Wakey, wakey. The guy that did the chip for Motorola was on Mike Wallace 6 times on 60 Minutes. And the sixth time, right after he did the interview, he died of a brain tumor. And what he said on the sixth one was, the reason they chose this point, this 5 megahertz up bandwidth, because it had an LD50 ratio and there's too many people on Earth. And that's your transnational corporation making decisions on population control and what's happening to all of us right now. I'm not a disinformation person. I'm an independent agent trying to make you aware it's time for you to start taking personal responsibility for your own evolution.
Right.
You're not gonna, the rapture never came and got me. I'm sitting around here waiting for the thing to train to come in. They have a brand new series out, sci-fi, just came out, on the rapture. And then all the Christians that are on the run that didn't get taken. It's a series on TV now that's just started. They're messing with you, with Hollywood. And Hollywood, if she could, trust me. What we have is a series of serious pollutions going on right now. And we're not even talking about Fukushima right now, which, in my opinion, is an extinction event all on its own. And we're going to talk about that when the grid goes down. And what do you do? You do like the guy in Armageddon. I'm going to sit up front and have embrace the horror. You're creating your own horror. It was Joseph Campbell that said that when you see the kingdom of the Father on earth, the apocalypse has already occurred. It is perpetual in its potential. It is an archetypal part of man, and absolutely. However, Planet 7X is real, because I've got cave pictures when the Clovis crawled out of a cave and became the Hopi. And the songs and dance, they're medicine, they're memory of what happened. We had 200 years to know about Nibiru. It's on the walls. Comes through every 3,600 years. What do you think all this other Hubble and all the rest of it's all about up there? They're trying to take a look about. What do you think Pluto and the orbits that we're doing right now on Pluto are all, truly all about? Something is affecting the elliptics. It's coming in off elliptic, probably around Neptune, and it's messing with the sun, and there's global warming on Mars, Venus, and Pluto. The whole heliosphere is heating up, and the 11-year cycle is now no longer functional. Suspiciousobservers.com. That's a good place to start. So we're moving forward now and getting a better sense of possibilities. The brain is malleable through a lot of external and internal influences. The diet you eat, you know. I'm going to get a good one on you here in a minute. I'm going to say something really important. You are no longer what you eat. You are whom you feed. Think about it like that. Well, you're going to eat sugar. What do you think is going to happen with candida? And, well, let's see, That's how it works. And if you were to look at your diet today and what you actually, not what you think you're going to eat and what you'd like to eat, but what you actually, at the end of the day, eat. That's why you're all obese and sick. And that's, again, sorry, there's too many people in the world. That's the prime directive, like Star Trek. The new path to break down the natural workings of the human mind with food, spin, sell, public relations, non-disclosure, secrets, the hard sell. They did in, what was it? Venezuela, which other country down there, they were giving it aid, but the contingency is they must have GMOs. It's no damn wonder they hate us. All these other countries won't have anything to do with GMOs, and our government, you, are holding that, I'll give you this money to help you, but you must use my seed. That's your government. Now, I'm going to say something further. This is, I was a SEAL, serve and protect. This is no longer the America that I signed up to serve and protect. And what they did to SEAL Unit 6, you don't think all of us are at war right now for your mind. There's more going on here. Alteration of the food. Aspartame with, what is it made from, aspartame? E. coli. E. coli is used to make everything now. And the wheat isn't even about gluten. It's about morphine and gladomorphin and da-da-da-da-da. There is a whole series of other chemistries in there that make you want to eat more because it's satisfying. The American way. I remember when Wonder Bread was only 6 ways. Now it's 12. Go figure. Genetically modified organisms is not in itself a bad thing. I did that with cordyceps. I'm looking for cultivars, variations on the same genetics. But I don't use E. coli to do it. And when you start working with these kinds of chemistries, other things begin to happen because it's about intent and the structure of what water is. We're going to do that in another lecture. E. coli is the GMO workhorse. It's used in everything. The top 5 hit teams are DuPont. I remember when I worked for old man DuPont, I worked at the experimental research station. That's how I discovered holograms. I was walking down the Bell Lab, and I looked in this lab, and here's a guy named Gaber with a 3-dimensional color TV operational. How does that work? Where is that?
What year?
67. I saw it. Led me to write the holographic concept of reality and extending it into dimensional space. I had studied with Dr. Charles Muses, hyperdimensional math, had done quantum biochemistry with Albert Senskorky, had studied with Roger Penrose, so I was looking at the difference between Hawking's and black holes and torus twister space in terms of many, many black holes, that kind of concept. And I realized that this Bose-Einstein condensate, the two particles that are related, is the same particle with two cameras on it. You're looking at it from two different perspectives in space-time. And so it fits to go from one system to another without any loss of information. Now what we have is a different way of looking at things that has other doors possible, including changing the movie. So everything that we're eating right now is altered. And what makes it bad is not glyphosate. Glyphosate in itself, in the soil, will break down into inorganic salts within 10 days. That's why when you, it's gone. It's history. However, you put it in the gene, now you're going to kill bumblebees. You're going to poison you because it doesn't break down in the plant. It's part of the genetics, which is different than using it as a defoliant. And by the way, I was going to make a mention. When I worked for old man DuPont, Monsanto was way down here as one of his companies. He reported to Rockefeller. It was a weapons company. Made 2,4-D, Agent Orange, and Paraquat. That's where they started. And then, in the late 1900s, they started trying to modify seed, and then they forget the seed and went straight for GMO and plant operation, which is different because then it puts out a different kind of a seed and you don't need to do the seed and da-da-da-da-da. Well, let me tell you, when we talk about the day after tomorrow and the other talk I'm going to do, we are going to go have a mini ice age. It will most likely occur in your lifetime. It probably will. The Antarctica yesterday was 64 degrees. What do you think that's doing to the desalinization of the ocean? You have a freight train coming at you. And none of us, including me, can prepare for that. I was having a talk with you about that and several others. And I have to tell you, we need to take control of our thoughts. That's Hieronymus. That's how the black box works. This is the black box. And if you want to evolve, that's next. My book, Power Tools for the 21st Century, give you the 8 protocols I developed for SEALs back in the 70s. You ought to see what I'm writing now. Oh, yeah. Food chain by Monsanto. There it is. Environmental dangers? You have no idea. You know, I did a panel on myself just before I came here, and I have right now, at this moment, aluminum and barium oxide poisoning. So does Norm Shealy, another guy I do radio with every day. Norm and I are both toxic. I'm guessing everybody in this room is toxic. What is it doing to you right now, besides eventual Alzheimer's? And what? Huh? That's what you have to look forward to. But right now, you're mini dehydrated, and every single one in this room is drinking almost half again as much water as you did last year. How many? There it is. It's micro dehydrating your body. That means you have the water, but it locks it up in stasis. What geoengineering is, in another talk I'm not going to do here, is basically they've taken an extremovat bacterium from the stratosphere. They brought it down and modified it into a little nanobot that makes polymer. And they hit that polymer with plastic. They put that, line it with barium and aluminum oxide, and now they have an artificial cloud that they can have a waveguide they can move microwave around. HARP and whatever. Yes, ma'am. Morgellons is an interesting project. No, I don't know. What I think Morgellons is a mutated nematode from the Challenger experiments. After Morgellons didn't appear until after Challenger. When it blew up, and that was a supercavitation process that they were trying to do, what happened is the only thing that survived was the nematode experiments and the vector, is exactly where Morgellons showed up, which means if you have or suspect you have Morgellons, you can successfully treat that probably like you would a nematode, which you all have. You all have nematode in your body. Not a lot, nothing to interfere. You know, got worms and, you know, creepy crawlies and, I don't know, weird stuff. Creepy. Food supply, GMOs. What am I doing? One more hour, yeah. And I'd like questions a lot more if I'm, because this is boring to me. You guys, I'm preaching to the choir. You know, there's things going on in the BT toxins and other kinds of things that are going on in the pharma plant, second generation, third generation. Now we're in fifth generation, just like we are avatar programs from the transhumanism. They're going to turn you by 2050, according to NASA documents, there will no longer be humans, we will be Avatar 4. And we already, today, have an Avatar 2. Not just Avatar 1. An Avatar 2 now exists. So, and that would be part of the Jade 2 projects of Skylab and the war with Terminator. It's all just as you watch it on TV. And I don't know if any of you saw Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Ascending, Jupiter Rising, right? What did the alien say? The guy that runs the universe, what did he say? We're all food. I watched Orca, which is a higher being than man, has a cerebral cortex that's twice the size of man. That mammal is firing 60%, not 10. That mammal is God, not our God necessarily, but better designed and going places man will never be able to go. And it hunts dolphin, which is another cetacean. So there it is, food chain. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not getting. They're moving the cell antennas.
Water towers. You mean where they're storing water and what the microwave's doing? That is an excellent. I never considered that. Ha ha! Because we don't have water towers on the West Coast. We have wells that are pulling sand now. That's what we get to enjoy today. In Oregon, I'm pulling sand. I don't know. I can tell you that it's absolutely restructuring. And microwave deconstructs the structure from the inside out, where boiling is from the outside in. And boiling is a slower, much slower process than microwave going inside out. Inside out does, in fact, absolutely destructure water where it's useless. So when you nuke up your water to get it hot, you're far better to do it on a boil than you are a microwave, sir.
In relation to that damaging process.
Talk loud so everybody hears.
In relation to the damaging process that you were just speaking of, microwaves on water, how about the use of microwaves when the people eat their food in microwaves?
Yeah, there's cross-linking in on certain things and other things that doesn't affect it. Each one has dosimetry and absorption curves, and it depends on what you're doing. Certain sugars will cross-link, and you can make them toxins. Certain carbohydrates will go from LDL to LDH in a rancid process. Some of the other processes don't affect us in dietary. So in some ways, microwave is harmless, just like it is with us. There's dosimetry, you know, and absorption curves predicated on which organ we're talking about. That's Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L, out of Florida, that did all the studies on that, if you're interested in pursuing that, sir. More questions? Let's move forward. Yes?
What happened to that flower? I know it's GMO, but that's gross.
I don't know. What do you think's happening to that lady, that butterfly?
Oh, that's a butterfly.
Oh, my God. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We were talking about all this terrible stuff, and I thought it was a plant that was
on the butt. Yeah, well, it's all in metaphor, and you wouldn't have seen it if you hadn't have believed it. Aspartame. No, you don't even want to do this one. Aspartame is too creepy. I'm just going to walk through some of these slides, let you read them. Wheat is no longer in my diet. I did some. Thank you very much for the hamburger and the bun and all of that. I normally will not eat wheat. It's completely toxic. We're now in Oregon working with quinoa. We have a cultivar now that we have climatized. It grows in Mount Shasta wild. There are other kinds of grains that have not yet been tampered with. But really, the war for Earth is metaphorically going on inside each of you with the blood type genome, the fourth genome, rhesus negative. Where did that come from? That's where your alien is hiding. The one that's battling each of you for the battle for Earth on an archetypal level. If you want a metaphor, that's a good way to look at it. Where did that genome come from? Our favorite survival comfort food, sugar, wheat, and cheese. Oh, yes, and milk. Got milk? There it is. Gladin, gladomorphin, enzyme inhibitors, WGA. It's got all the goodies. Gladomorphin can pass through the blood-brain barrier just like that, man. No wonder everybody's obese. Causes autism, schizophrenia, ADHD. Let you read some of this. Take some silence to get it. There it is. I've got brain cloud. You know, Joe versus the volcano. You're going to have more of that, not less of that, if you don't start detoxing. I'm currently, for the aluminum and barium oxide, using red algae, a laminaria. I'm using turmeric. And I have a couple of other little enzyme things I'm looking at, chloitinase, neonase, several other things that would work as a blood thinner and will help detox the body. Marijuana. Did you know that marijuana, hemp, not medical, hemp will take toxic metals and radioactive decay out of the body? And during the structured water talk, I will talk about what we call fullerenes and the studies they've done with fullerenes, where they take a buckyball, 60 carbon atom, and inject into an exclusion zone water, that's H3O2, forms a nanotube. They give lethal doses of radiation to rats. This is reproducible, and it bioremediates the ionizing radiation, and there's a 95% recovery from lethal doses of radiation exposure.
This is with hemp?
This is done with a fullerene. Fullerene water is what it's called. You can make it. It's not that simple. The patents now use a microwave band that causes the structuring. We'll get into structured water, precisely how that works in that talk. It's a 45-minute talk, but, you know, we'll get there somewhere. We haven't even gotten into the defenses. I need to move along here. This is vaccines. Huh. This is terrible. And now, Moonbeam, you know, Jerry Brown, has made your children wards of the state, where they can dictate what happens to your child before you have a right to with vaccination. They tried to do it with education, where you couldn't go to a public school unless you got inoculated. Today, what's in these things is way creepier than in the 40s when I got an abnormal fear of needles. Look at that child.
Rand, somebody told me today that they got a call, a national news report about 10... natural doctors are missing in the U.S.
Go figure. Like the biochemists that disappeared when Monsanto started their trip.
All based on their support of vaccines.
It's all about population control.
Against vaccines.
That's what it's about. It's all about population control. And Fukushima, I posted on Facebook 2 days ago, this one guy that has been going up through the Aleutians, taking pictures of our ocean up there. Then, now, it's creepy what's happening. And I'm not even talking about red tide because of the global warming. That's what's killing off our shellfish. You know, the dolphin that they pulled, or not dolphin, the tuna, they pulled out of San Francisco that were high levels of radiation. What's high level? our background radiation in Chicago today from the NETC.com, Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center, is 10 times what it was before Fukushima. Is that dangerous? Not really. Not at this juncture. In terms of, it's terrible for your children, an undeveloped thyroid. For you, probably won't matter much. Nascent iodine, you can do tests on your body. You can check it quickly enough to see whether or not you've got a problem. And there are foods that you can use that will help bioremediate. But at 1,000 times, I would wear a dosimetry badge when I went into a high energy field, you know, high exposure. At 100 times, it's like flying from Asia to LAX right now. Did you know that that is that planes are so toxic when they come into LAX, they now do not clean them in public. They take them somewhere else to clean them because they don't want people to see how bad it really is. It is like being in a microwave oven. 10 times is kind of like going through an airport with 3 to 5 x-rays. So background radiation, this is what you get to live with right now. And that's one of the reasons in the survival courses that I do, we do greenhouses now rather than gardens. It's a different form of hygiene. You leave your shoes outside and you decontaminate before you walk into your house. That's how it's going to be. Welcome to the New World Order. GMOs are the future and vaccines. I'm going to try to walk through this. I have a lot of slides, so... Epigenetics. How many people saw the movie Zeitgeist? How many saw the third one? Zeitgeist Moving Forward, yeah. Mm-hmm. Epigenetics is featured in that area. Epigenetics is the... we are in dialogue and responding to our environment on a moment-to-moment basis. And the epigenetics part of this is all part of it. And we have other natural sources, but like our weather patterns have been modified. We have the cell towers. We have our foods. We have the pollution. We have the GMOs. And I'm going to show you, I may not have the time. I'm going to talk to you right now about it. I have that right here. It should be right close, so I'm going to do that instead. I haven't done this talk in a long time. Control of the food supply, and you control the people. That's where Monsanto is. The human gut. I have a smoking gun. Has to do with your gut feeling, working in and outside space-time. It is where extrasensory perception occurs. It's not your thyroid. I've done the solid work. I was at Mission Control with Ed Mitchell. We did ESP studies to the point where I now have, believe this or not, a mathematical expression for consciousness. It's a beginning. It's not the one, but it's a beginning so that we can put this thing into the equation and see what might happen. And then we test that, and we're getting validation that we now understand how consciousness actually works from a mathematical point of view. And of course, that's all programmed into Jade 2 software, of course. Now, recent studies in rats is that the cat has a bacteria called T. gondii. If any of you have had a cat that's been up next to your mouth when it purred, you're infected. I would say that 70% of you have T. gondii in your body. It's inert in your gut unless it's activated by a specific chemistry that's now being put in wheat. If you eat wheat, it will activate this bacteria, and the way Science News puts it, and I'll show you this, the actual data on it, it's called little mind benders. They're going for your mind through your gut with the foods you're eating. We are only 10% human. We're mostly a habitat of bacteria, viruses, molds, yeasts, whatever. We're a variety of things. And when the cat hums like that, the mouse has no fear of the cat. We are not what we eat. We are whom we feed. So what can be done to protect ourselves? What can we do to armor ourselves and somehow at least take semi-control back of our own destiny? Again, the empowering leech over of the hologram would be the physical, emotional, intellectual. And so the physical, I just gave you, emotional, you are responsible for what comes out of your mouth. Even if you think it, don't say it. It's a feedback system. Intellectual, you have a responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain. If you're paranoid, you have options. Whether or not with your internal landscape, whether or not the glass is half empty, look what I just lost. The glass is half full, look what God just gave me. Oh, wait. The glass is refillable. That's the part we've all forgotten. If you think it's half empty, put some more water in it. It's as simple as your attitude. Everything happens for a reason. Everything leads to something better. If you work that mentat, your glass is always going to be half full, unless, of course, it's yellow, in which case it's full of piss. Man does not have rights. At our level of awareness, we have responsibilities. Rights would presume we had full disclosure. You do not know what's going on. I don't. That means I have to take responsibility for discovering. And I might add, education is the one thing you do get to take with you. It's not your car, it's your knowledge. So, there are two wolves. This is a real famous one I did. This is out of my book, The Modern Alchemist, which is in Jungian psychotherapy. And basically, there's a terrible fight between, in my book, it's the dog and the wolf, the savage and civilized part of self. In this one, the Cherokee, the older form, it's two dogs are fighting, and the little boy says, which one is going to live? And the old man says, the one whom you feed. It's your diet. Start with the physical plane. There is emotional things and other things you can do. But if you don't take care of the physical plane, the physical is an analog of what's going on spiritually. I have never seen... Do you think a fat doctor can help you? Can't help himself. How could he possibly help you? Metaphor. Look for metaphor. There's always going to be a physical analog. That's why I'm a physicist. But metaphysics means beyond. The broader picture, the bigger picture, the relationship of the one to the next. The one you feed, sorry. Now, this is the 8 chapters in Power Tools, which is my second book. The first was ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis, How to Think with the Gut. The second one was Power Tools for the 21st Century, and each one is broken into 8 chapters, and from now on, that's going to be my system of Lieber, like Aleister Crowley, where he had Lieber 75. You know where you want to know it. I'm going to have chapter 1 is always physical, chapter 2 will always be the emotional, etc. Food, water, air, earth, moon, fire, integration, and the octave, which comes back to the 10, the 7 chords and an octave. And cordyceps, we start with foods. And what I did is in my book is cordyceps and transfer factor, which creates an antibiotic substitute. I did a study at Nanaimo and Skagway on salmon growth ponds, and where they put antibiotics in it. And we took the antibiotics out, and we gave it cordyceps and transfer factor. And not only did I have a 1/3 protein increase in each salmon. In the one study, there was absolutely no kill. That means not one single fish died in a large tank. That's impossible, and it happened. And so we start making the physical plane or food chain the bottom line. You have to have a physical platform. If you want spirituality, you have to have a physical platform from which to launch. You have to have your foundation, because the emotional and intellectual is the same as the physical. It's a reflection with more detail. That is what a hologram is. And by looking at it this way, ontologies of mystical states and the concept of free will over true will. It's a philosophical discussion on or immediate concerns. Dietary. You start there. That will, like exercise, immediately get rid of the sickness called depression. It's an illness. Living and working environment. You know, these kinds of lights are toxic. And what they should have is Kiva lighting, which has a different kind of spectrum in it, because it will affect your work behavior and your production output, just the lighting. During the winter, I have lights around my computer. Light. You've heard the drill. You know the rules. Complacency. It's time to get off the couch. Improved nutrition, meditation, going internal. That's where the answers are. They're not out here. I don't know of any law in physics that's lasted longer than 20 years. It's always metaphor. It's what's going on inside, and you're trying to somehow, in terms of your five senses, well, there's other things going on now, and it's time for you to move to another level of relationship to yourself. And you've got to start with your diet. Honest journaling, sacred geometry, the rules. So, like the brain, we always talk love is all there is. Well, the Greek had four words for love. There was Eros, Philo, Agape, and Telema. I tried to make myself look like Aleister Crowley in one of his old famous pictures there. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Love is the law. Love under will. Your will, Thelema, Telema, is the highest form of love there is, the love of your purpose. And so there is a hierarchy of loves. You start with fun, and you move to bliss, and then you move to what the Quaker called joy. And if you want to know what your purpose is, what's your joy? If you weren't being paid to do it, what would you be doing anyway? That's the first place to identify your emotional being and why you're here. Start looking for what it is you do, even though it isn't giving you money. What is your joy? For me, it's writing. I have a single book for every year I've been out of graduate school, ready to go to press. How many years have I been out of graduate school? 45 years. The Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture is 5 volume, and I only did one this year, and I got 2 more ready for press. Boom. I haven't even started talking about magic, which is physics with a mystery school. And they call it cybernetic anthropology, and if you want to read about that, that would be Laughlin, DeAquila, and McManus. These guys are cybernetic anthropology. You want to go to a website? How about lucifer.com and the Church of the Virus, where ideas are illnesses. That's what cybernetic anthropology is about. Now, I did my 280Z. I have this particular car is the one that won the steeplechase up Pikes Peak. And I took that car from 1976, and I have restored it. Zero defects. It's got 300,000 miles on the engine. And when I put the panel in on my car, I put my knee in. When I painted it, I put my hip in. You do everything in metaphor. We have a reflection on why you're doing what you're doing, so that when you're doing this, you're doing it in a relationship of your environment around you, including who you are and why you are. What is about to happen is no longer important. Rather, it is a need for a lifestyle change to include belief systems and values. Right now, your belief system, the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever, is an arbitrary where you were born and who raised you point of view. If you'd been in Iraq, you would have been a Muslim. If you'd born in India, you'd been a Hindi. Beliefs are tools, not given drivers. They should be used like a pair of clothing. And when not appropriate, one of the things I did with SEALs was teach them how to change a belief like they would a pair of clothing. Now, with all of that said, I have a pair of bell-bottom pants I am never going to fit in again. Well, but do you think I'm going to throw that pair of bell-bottom pants away? It's not happening. I mean, it represents a part of my being that's very comfortable to me, and the Lord Jesus Christ can be that. But it may not be very appropriate if you're going into Iraq. It might get you killed or stop your purpose because it has limitations. For example, if I was a Christian and two aliens walked in the door, would I be able to see them? There it is. Beliefs are supposed to be used as tools, not given absolutes. That's a good place to start. I've written a bunch of books. By the way, I did this before Power Tools came out, so you can see that the slide turned out different. Nick did the door. The Power Tools was going to have 8 columns, me coming out. And what I did is I took a risk and I decided to make it look like what it is. I do ESP, that's the workshop. This is the older one. What I did is I took a chance and I made it like a comic book, you know, with aliens and ray guns and things like that. Power Tools for the 21st Century. And I'm going to change Nick's book. He published the first one, did the foreword on these. He's doing the foreword in the third one as well. And I'm going to do comic book constructs. It was a risk, but I love comics. I mentor for Waldorf out of Zurich. This was my great-great-grandfather's legacy. I'm a Swiss Mason. My great-grandfather was Rudolf Steiner's teacher, lodge master. That's why I'm in agriculture. I believe in what I'm doing. I'm trying to walk the talk. I know that I don't know, and I have spent 35 years in farming. And we have a project now called the Chattanooga Project, or the Urban Farm Project of North America, where we take children 4 years old and teach them how to grow wildflowers to feed the homeless. And let me tell you what that does to a child in terms of paying it forward. You have no idea the empowerment. And that child makes better food choices than you do. And that child is smarter than you. So what is the real true purpose of mentor? Or a third grade student teaches a first grader. And the master gardener is a facilitator. And what I've changed on that program from Chattanooga, which that city now, as a result of my SEALs going in and doing that, now eat 40% of the food is grown right there in Chattanooga. All your restaurants on the Chattanooga River have big greenhouses right next to the kitchen. In New Jersey, we have at the top of all the skyscraper buildings are the gardens, and they feed the cafeteria. It isn't enough to go through the restaurant. But what we did next is we took 12 in Chattanooga, we took 12 playgrounds, and we converted them into community gardens. Local community gardens where everybody participates. Now we have a food source that's centralized. And we did this when I was in Puebla last year with my mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner, Eben Alexander, some others. The president of Mexico called me and gave me 4,000 children. And instead of using master gardeners, what I'm using now are transpersonal psychology graduate students. They communicate better. That's what they do. And we're going to go and feed the homeless in Mexico City. I have never seen ghettos like Mexico City. I'm talking about 100 miles of solid ghetto. And the one thing I noticed, even with all the Tech Nines and drug acts and all the rest of what's going on in Mexico, is the children are still happy. Why? The family is still intact. That we have 2 generations in America now where there's no longer any family. Here we are. Now, I would, yes, good. Let's go where you want to go. With whom?
Multiple timelines.
Yes. You want to know something about what a multiple timeline might imply? Okay, right at this moment, my future is talking to me to do what I'm saying to you right now, and that literally is changing my past. Time and the future is a secondary way. Physics.org, look it up. Basically, when a drop of water, solid drop of water hits a pool of water, you have a radiating thing going out of waves. You can call that the future. The past are the waves that are going back. They form a very thin layer of exclusion zone water, and they trap the medium they're in, which in this case might be air, and it cavitates into the out of. And that's called cavitation when you have a submarine going through the water. And the bubbles that are going behind it, they're not solid water bubbles, they're air bubbles with exclusion zone water around them. And that had to do with the time form of slapping the wave going inward and slapping and creating a ball that, you know, the drop goes boink, 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 boink. This boink is solid water. The one that comes up is now a cavitation. Cavitation, cavitation, cavitation. The timeline is the slowing down part of the one to the other. Boink, 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 boink. Timelines are the possibilities of reality that have been expanded from a singularity out into a possibility. And multiple ones is that we have a number of different universes going on here. And so I watched... can't believe this. I actually have a video of some scientists at CERN doing ghost dance on the platform. What do you think that's about? We got a bunch of fanatics trying to bring about biblical prophecy by opening a door for Apollo or Enlil or whatever one you want to call it. Now, every single bureaucracy I've been in since I taught at Harvard, Skull and Bones, every single organization, including the Republican Party, has an occult center for more than 200 years. That's one of the reasons I studied magic right out of the gate. I became a Hermetic Kabbalist when I studied under Gershom Scholem. When I didn't find answers in physics, where do you go next? The old Bibles. I didn't find answers there either, by the way, but I found discrepancies. Pope Innocent I, some of the other things in the Holy Blood, Holy Grail that you might read that are very interesting. What do you think Illuminati is? Illuminati was originally the enlightened Jesuits like Name of the Rose that worked for the Church of Rome that would go in and figure out what was really going on with, you know, strychnine and lead and other kinds of things they were putting in their mouth. They became a war in the 17th century with Weishaupt, when the church turned on them, the scientists that were enlightened. But today, Illuminati doesn't exist. It's a bunch of Jesuits out of Rome that are mostly lobbying for $15 an hour, I'm speaking in metaphor now, to China's $2 an hour. But have you noticed that China's now in a world of hurt? That's because they want refrigerators too. Consumerism and the idea of capitalism and communism don't work. What we're going to probably recycle toward is barter, because money is a theatrical prop. It's not real. What's real is labor. When you physically do something, that's real. But money, it's a distraction. It's not real. What's real is what you do. That's the complacency part. We all need to start waking up on. Questions? Yes, sir.
Well, let me make an interpretation of something you said, and then I'll ask you. You say we are who we support.
Whom you feed. Yeah, yeah, your bacteria. Like if you ate a lot of sugar, which I'm guessing you do, you don't, you look like you're in better shape, but you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Well, even if it's true, don't say it. You're reinforcing it. I eat a lot of sugar. Oh, okay. That's a subtle form of mind control.
Saying is that what doing that, in supporting the thoughts where we are adopting the thoughts that someone else puts in our mind. That's the mind control kind of thing.
It's all in layers. And if you don't think, if I can just describe it to a group like you, they're not already doing that, what do you think?
What do you mean they're not already doing it?
They're already doing it. They're already in your mind. Yeah, how are those tennis shoes working? I was going to throw those over a pole and mark my territory.
Bruce Willis movies are an example. Teaches us to believe in the victim consciousness. There are three things, right? There's the victim, Bruce Willis plays the savior. So it's teaching us to stand down and not take responsibility for ourselves, because the equivalent of Bruce Willis will save us.
You know,
it's all
Rudolf Steiner said it best when he said, quote, "We are no longer at war in the physical world, that if you want to change this world, you change yourself and the world changes with you."
Absolutely.
That is, it starts internally and it's projected outward.
Okay, so now the question. So we're on the same page, okay? So how do we do that?
How? How did the aliens say it to Allie in Contact? Small steps, Allie. Your first step is the single most important step you do. And Simon says you can go halfway to the door. You never make the door, do you? It's the journey. One step at a time, take your first one. Start with diet. Start with a small garden, a victory garden. You know, flowers to all the people that die. You know, do something in the survival one. Water is going to be your first serious in your face. When the grid goes down, and you can count on that. Matt Stein, 400 Chernobyls. What does that sound like? And you guys are on the Madrid fault line. Get a grip. Everything around here. There is RADCON 3 level alerts going on this morning here in Chicago. A little piece of plutonium comes down.
You alluded to it in your talk. You talked about the inner path versus, I didn't put it this way, but this is how I took it. You talked about the inner path versus the outer path.
Right.
The outer path serves
something else.
The enslavement agenda.
Zen Gardner, one of my best friends, said the last great lie is going into the light at the moment of death. That's from directly from the appendages. You get recycled back here and you're working like a food chain again. This is not real, and I'll let you make it anything you want. Sounds pretty nice, huh?
No, but we don't.
Good. Good. And what do you think Common Core is doing? Because when I was in second grade, they required me to know Latin. Where did that go? And when I was in physics, you know, grade high school physics, I did integral variables. High school. What's happened? Well, we instead of having Esperanto, we have Spanish now. I mean, look at what's happening to the education of our children, who are, in fact, our single most important resource there is. It's what all of you in this room will spend more time and money on than any other thing is your child. The single most important resource, and you're allowing it to learn how to do things that you're supposed to do at home from school. They're not equipped to do that. And Common Core has just removed cursive. Slap my mouth. Yeah, thank you. I needed that. More questions? Yes, sir. Yes, but in my Power Tool book, the workbook 2 and 3, there's 2 more workbooks because they're not in print for Power Tools. More protocols I developed for SEALs. And one of them is, instead of doing cordyceps and transfer factor as a diagram, or cordyceps and less transfer factor. I could have done transfer factor in this. What I've got is pyrolytic clay and green algae. I've got dolomite and da-da-da-da-da. You understand? I have 64 permutations on how to work with foods, sound, water, air, all of it. It's a complex, and I chose the first two of eight. And each one, so there's 60.
A lot of folks listening don't know Cordyceps is a mushroom.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm sorry. Cordyceps sinensis is a mushroom that we evolved or developed that delivers oxygen to the body on a cellular level. Cancers are constantly rampant in our body. We're making mistakes all the time. What you don't want is it to continue the mistake, right? The only thing that stops that is oxygen. So what I did is I took the cordyceps, high in polysaccharides, you know, cordyceps and a variety of others. What a polysaccharide is, you have a sugar molecule, you have beta-glucans. These are larger sugar molecules that look like viruses, large viruses or small bacteria. We'll talk about them, beta-glucans. And then you have polysaccharides, which are huge, long sugar molecules that as the sugar molecule breaks down, it releases oxygen. There's your cancer cure. Cancer can't exist in an oxygen-rich environment. So what we're doing is we take the cordyceps, and we run it through a jet engine at Mach 3 and take it down to 40 nanometers. At 50 nanometers, the mushroom will stay in suspension. It won't sedimate, and it won't change the optics. And currently, Coca-Cola Asia is no longer using caffeine. They're using cordyceps as the stimulant. It's healthier. And they use it in nanometer because it doesn't change the optics. It still looks like Coca-Cola. And the secret ingredient between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola, by the way, Coca-Cola is extremely toxic, and we'll talk about that in structured water because that pH is at 6.4. And your body needs an 8.4 before it stops taking your water out of bone marrow for digestive processes. Most of the water you drink goes straight into the bladder because it's the wrong pH. There's a whole series of elements in what we call the structure of water, of which pH is just one of them. There's para and ortho water, levorotaries. There's deuterium and tritium isotopes. And then there's the clustering, where you have H309 or H409 with a free radical ion I have to look at. That's Gary Reams. You know, clustered water around a waterfall, you know, it's activated. You have a cluster of water, and one of them gets stripped, hitting itself from another one, and you got an ion moving around. Water has a whole variety of things, and what makes water the most important element as a molecule, it's the first molecule, not helium, hydrogen and oxygen, has a dipole moment, which is like a dimensional gate, and now allows for a whole another universe of possibilities to act, including H302, exclusion zone. That's hydrogen peroxide with an extra hydrogen molecule.
Yeah, okay, here's a question. But many molecules have dipole moments.
Yes, but they're also quite large. I'm talking about the smallest one.
And why is that?
The first one. The periodic chart, 1 and 6. There you go.
And why is that the best?
Because it's so small that when you take gallium arsenide and you form your computer chip for your forbidden zone of register, water is 1 million times smaller, which means it will be our new computer chip for storage of memory. Yeah. Well, that's why they call it memory water and things like that. It's 6 zeros more refined than our current system. They call it exclusion zone as opposed to forbidden zone, but it's the same thing. It's a register of information between the surface of one thing and another.
But DNA can do the same thing.
DNA is also quite a large molecule up there, and again, I'm talking about the first smallest one there is. Not DNA, that's this huge thing up here.
So you're kind of calling it a fundamental?
Yes.
In essence?
The basic first one. that is in everything, including, even though it's only 70% of you, it's in 99% of your body. There it is. And that's microtubule part and what makes water. That's where God probably exists, is in water.
There's all kinds of molecules that have semiconductor.
Oh, sorry.
Unusual properties. What's so special about microtubules? You keep saying microtubules, I keep saying DNA. What's so special about microtubules?
Microtubules are much DNA. Smaller.
True.
How much smaller?
Oh, I don't know.
How about six zeros? Okay, does that make it kind of interesting then? Microtubule is how acupuncture works. I was part of Dr. Benica's studies at the university with Burgess and Black. And
microtubules, but collagen is also part of it.
Yes, but collagen, again, is up here, and we're talking about fundamental in every single cell in your body. Every single cell as a resonant cavity oscillator moving information from here to there. And DNA is up there. Microtubules are down here. And we're talking in the 6 to 12 nanometer size, 10 to the minus 9. Oh,
so it's the nanometer size that makes it
more fundamental
and quantum.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Worked for you? Good. And the microtubule is a circulatory system that has yet, including Hameroff, and before Hameroff, when he was still in diapers, us at the UW, talking about it is how acupuncture works. I can poke you on one side of the arm, and you get a response on the other. How does that work?
Quantum field.
Well, what quantum field? Nanometer. Microtubule.
Water.
There you go. It's a microtubule as a structure of carbon. And you know that it's an allotrope of carbon that's 100 times stronger than diamond. Allotrope means it's carbon touching itself, and you have carbon sheets, and you have this and that. And diamond is this thing. It's a face-center cubic hexagonal close-pack structure. And nanometer part is when the carbon forms a buckyball in a C60 or a C120. And when you have these things...
They're big. Now, they're not
nanometers. There are 4 nanometers. You can just barely put one exclusion zone water inside between the stitches. And I'll be talking about that in water. And that it led to the weapon they're now deploying in Yemen and the rest of it. It's called a neutron fullerene fusion bomb. Controlled nuke. They're doing it. Yep, I've got pictures.
Not cool.
No, not cool. Who knows about the fullerene neutron bomb? What's that? No, the Zionists are, which are different than the original Jewish. I don't know what a Zionist is. It might be a Nazi. I don't have a clue.
I thought they were Khazarians.
What?
Benjamin Fulford calls them Khazarians.
I don't know about Fulford. There's a lot of disinformation. And by the way, off the record, I really don't know what I'm talking about in this area because I'm not sure what a Zionist is. However, I will tell you for a fact that nothing in our history is real because I personally have been to Antarctica. I have personally seen the Nazi base. I have personally seen the Viking base that was from 14th century. Where is that in our history books? I've personally seen it. I was brought there. It wasn't my lead on that. I worked under a woman. But I was working on the bioluminescence on the bacteria and how it lit this 1 mile cavern with weather and rain and snow. You have no idea. Where's this in our history? Brazil has a little tiny island where they used to stage the subs before they went into Antarctica. There's your thousand-year war. There's something more going on than any of us have a clue. And I know I don't know. My pay grade only allows me into certain vaults, and those vaults are what I'm doing my research on now. My study today is on some ancient technology from a previous epoch working with sound and movement, dance, that can change space-time. And I started with whirling dervish and working ghost dance and some of these other things that will actually be a form of technology where you can move objects, like with sound. That's not from this epoch's technology. but from previous ones, and why the Nazis were always interested in other previous technologies. And I have seen artifacts that is not part of our technologies. I've seen them. I've actually done studies on them. I have no idea where they came from. Area 51, Roswell, whatever. I don't know that Roswell happened. I have met Krill, which was supposed to be from Roswell. You know, basically, I don't know the story on Krill was that when Roswell happened, there were two dead aliens and a dying alien, and when the dying alien died, they did an autopsy on it, and a fourth alien appeared to Harry Truman and wanted the body because apparently they can resurrect. And I have seen blood with nanites in it, not human, can reconstruct physical plane part. I've seen that part. So I don't know what it all means. I'm just part of old school that has been around a long time doing this, and I know I don't know. You know, my pay grade. I'm only a two-star. You know. And by the way, two-star generals and full-bird colonels get off more than anyone else. That's why they have the pearl handle guns in their style, the dragon shirts. And... just kidding. Questions? We can open it up into fairyland if you'd like. Sure.
Bird took a flight of planes down to the Nazi base down there.
I don't know about that part. I did know that what Chris Bird did incorrectly on his studies with the secret life of plants was that he had grain migration on his electrodes.
I'm talking about
Admiral Bird. Different Y.
Yeah.
He got hammered. There are videos of showing the Foo Fighters and jets that did not occur and the sinking of ships. That actually did happen. And the Russian, there's a whole bunch of Russian video on that right now on the internet. And it did happen. We got hammered. When I talked about that, I think it was on, I don't know which show it was, either Kerry Cassidy or someone. This guy from the Royal Air Force called me. He's 10 years older than me. He's in his 80s. And he said he was part of the mop-up crew that went in the 60s during Kennedy period. They nuked it, and you could, for a period, there's a big hole you could see right in Antarctica. You could see where they nuked it. And they went in to mop it up, and the guy called me and said there were a bunch of Nazis that escaped into lower ground, further caverns down past the mantle. That's 100 miles. And the reason we're probably not speaking German today is because they probably ran into something down there already there. And during the flood with Noah, there were evidences and documents indicating there were other people that escaped the flood by going into deeper caverns. And hollow earth, most likely, in a new physics, will be a cavitating earth. In metaphor. So I don't know what a gray is, per se. The gray I met was 7.5 feet tall. She was feminine. I could feel it.
You met one?
I'm sorry, Mom?
You met one?
I was at Area 51. It was not part of my my call. I worked out of the University of Washington. Apparently, this alien asked for me. And there's videos on this where I'm in this room. The way it actually happened, and I've talked about this on Jimmy Church and some other interviews, what happened exactly was that I had no idea about aliens. And when I got to Area 51, they took me down, Broom Lake, they took me down to Floor 8, and there was this table, huge table with massive top secret documents. Had 1 hour. I just started grabbing documents and reading them when the door opened. And there was this entity, wasn't human, humanoid, but not human. And the video that they have, there's a block of some kind in me. I remember seeing the entity, and I have no memory of what happened, but we were there for almost 40 minutes, and I could hear her in my mind talking to me. And then they did like weeks of debriefing, hypnosis, drugs, other things they did with me. I can't break through that. I have no memory of what actually happened. I've seen it. I experienced it. When I taught at Harvard, I taught metaphysics at Harvard. Mac took his took my course, and that's why he did the alien abduction thing. And the point I made to Mac was, he was dean of psychiatry at the time and wanted to do close encounter. And I told him in the classes that it would probably be impossible to prove the existence of God, you know, with these studies. But what he could do and should do is probably treat the group trauma. All the people had somehow been traumatized, and that's what his purpose should be, is to treat the trauma, not to try to prove the existence of God. It's like Nibiru. I don't know that we're going to ever know what that is until it actually happens. Understand? And when it happens, what I'm going to try to do in my lectures here and some of the other things I do is to prep you for that event spiritually. Because it's an opportunity, it isn't the end of men. We have Mars, we have space, we have seeded, you know, lyric, starseed, space migration, intelligence increase, longevity extension, you know, smile. It's, I don't know how this is all going to play. If we don't, and this is the most important thing I could say tonight, our duty today would be to turn the switch off. Because if we do not, there won't be a seventh epoch. There will be nothing for any human to return to. The Fukushima is Exhibit A. And what happened at Fukushima with those three reactors happened in other parts of Japan that they haven't reported as well. And there is a fiduciary responsibility with your fault lines and the rest of it. And even if we have a day after tomorrow and everything drops like in the movie and holds in stasis, when it thaws, there'll be nothing to stop critical China syndrome. And so I think the most important thing any of us could lobby for today is to literally turn the switch off. We no longer need nuclear power. Just in Oregon, we have buoys that create power from the tides moving them. You know, we have, and if you go up to Nova Scotia at the north end, their tide changes every day or 60 feet. The same buoys deployed there would power the entire eastern seaboard off natural source. We have the way to do this, and what the whole thing is about right now are transnational corporations that run our country. And it's time to turn the switch off. And that would be the way I'd like to end this talk. Yes, ma'am, you have another question. Okay.
This might be very useful to you because I treated two MK Ultra clients in my career.
Older, yeah, old people. Older. My age, probably.
And yeah. They had parts of the memory wiped clean, too, but the reason what they did is they built in a scrambler part into the brain that was actually encrypted.
Part of what I did in anesthesiology included some of that.
Then they would build in another program behind it to report back to be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, CIA is incompetent enough, thank the Lord. It was always Navy that ruled the seas. And that's where DuPont reported to Rockefeller. That's all changed now. They are no longer the ones running the show. The United Nations is your new world order. And all your geoengineering is coming out of Canada right now from the stuff you see in the clouds today. And you're all being poisoned. Thank you.